In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. On the cross, he died for you and me. He shed his blood for you and me. Hallelujah. Christ is King. He is at the right hand of the Father right now. In some ways, we are with him, because St. Paul says we are already have our citizenship in heaven, and that we are in the heavenly realm by faith, that we are with Jesus in heaven. Amen. 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 I'm looking at my favorite chapters today of St. John, and we're going to start with the sixth chapter of St. John. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Oh, yes. They wanted a touch from Jesus. Oh, yes. We all need a touch from Jesus. We all need that. Once a day, at least, that Jesus would touch us and bring us healing of mind, body, and spirit. Oh, yes, Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now, disciples are those that left father, mother, sister, and brother and lands, and they became disciples of Jesus. It was a costly experience, but they did it because they knew Jesus was wonderful, and even the Son of God. Now, the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to get bread for these people to eat?" There was a large crowd. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, the 5,000 men only, not counting the women and children. Where are we going to get enough for these people to eat? What does Philip say? He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. In other words, if we worked 6 months and got paid for 6 months and we used it to buy bread, everyone wouldn't be getting bread. Everyone wouldn't be getting bread. Now, one of the disciples, Andrew, I love Andrew. He always brings people to Jesus. He brings Peter to Jesus, yes. He brings the child who has lunch to Jesus, and he brings the people that want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus, and they go to Andrew, and Andrew brings them to takes them to Jesus. Let's continue. Simon Peter's brother said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So they sat down, and about 5,000 in all, 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. Sounds like the Eucharist. He looks up, he gives thanks, and he blesses the bread. This is not Eucharist, but it's kind of the preliminary to the Eucharist. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of 5 barley loaves left from what had been eaten, they filled 12 baskets full. When the people saw the sign of the multiplication of the bread that he had done, and began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself, because he knows his kingship is going to be on a cross. This is a temptation of Jesus. They want to make him a king. They want to put him on a throne. But Jesus knows that the only throne he's going to be put on this side of glory, is a cross. And from that cross will come forgiveness. From that cross will come the blood that brings forgiveness. From that cross is the grace of God, the grace of God. We all must stand under the cross. The scripture says, "Neath the cross of Jesus was Mary, his mother." Oh, yes, we need to stand beneath the cross of Jesus and beneath the risen Savior, so that we can obtain everything that we need from Jesus. Verse 15, when Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. They got into the boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. Now, Jesus is not with them. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. What does that mean, he's walking on the sea? The sea refers to chaos. Jesus is above chaos. He brings peace to chaos. They were terrified, but he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. I tell you, when you take Jesus into your boat that's filled with chaos, he brings peace. When you surrender to Jesus, the Lord, he brings peace. This is what we need to preach, that surrendering to Jesus brings peace, allowing Jesus to wash us in his blood, allowing Jesus to heal us. Oh, yes. You know, healing takes place in many ways. It takes place through doctors, but Jesus is the healer. It takes place through a miracle. Jesus is the healer. It takes place over time. Jesus is the healer. I tell you, verse 22, the next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples. They're looking at the disciples and Jesus. They want a touch from God. They know that Jesus did not get in that boat. How did he get there? He walked on the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him walk on the sea of your life. Let him walk on the sea of your life, all the confusion of your life. Let him walk on the confusion of your life. Oh, yes. But that the disciples had gone away alone Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. I tell you, people are looking for Jesus. They don't know it, but they are looking for Jesus. They say, well, no, I'm going to get that big car. No, you're looking for Jesus. The big car is all right, but you're looking for Jesus. What about somebody eating a hot fudge sundae? They're really saying, I want to see Jesus. I like this, but my real hope is that I want to see Jesus. So they took the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him, on the Son of Man, the Father's Son, that God the Father has set his seal. What is the seal of the Father? The Holy Spirit. Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit. What does the church need today? An outpouring of the Holy Spirit that only God can do. What do I need today? An outpouring of the Holy Spirit that only God can do. What do you need today? An outpouring of the Holy Spirit that only God can do. Then they said to him, what must we do to perform the works of God? This is plural. Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, singular, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Do you believe in him? Have you given him your life? Are you walking with him? Are you professing your faith? Oh, yes. It's all about Jesus. People looking for a touch from Jesus. How we know. When we have a healing service, people come out of the walls to come to the healing service because they're looking for a touch from Jesus. Just yesterday, a woman came to me in the sacristy and said, when I was here about 13 years ago at Holy Rosary, my daughter had cancer on her face, and God healed her after you prayed. It was melanoma, the bad kind. God healed her after you prayed. I tell you, this should be happening through every single person, to every single person who belongs to Jesus. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom the Father has sent. That's Jesus. So they said to him, what sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe? They just got the sign of the multiplication of the fish and loaves. Now they're looking for another sign. What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. The translation of manna is, what is it? In the wilderness, as if it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, but it is the Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Who's that? That's Jesus. That's Jesus. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The bread of God. Who is that? That's Jesus. They said to him, sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. and no one who comes to me will I ever drive away. That means you. Anyone who comes to Jesus, he's not going to drive you away. He wants to heal you. You said, but I'm not worthy. Get over it. There's only one worthy person. His name is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was found worthy in the book of Revelation. I tell you, don't think that you're not worthy. Just think that you need Jesus, and you need a touch from him, and you need to surrender to him. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. That's the Father. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. In other words, you can't get lost if you belong to Jesus, if you keep your eyes on Jesus. You can't get lost. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. That's me. No one who comes to Jesus will he ever reject. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus? Do it today. I surrender, Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Do you surrender your life to Jesus? That's the only way you're going to find peace. You're not going to find it in a bottle. You're not going to find it through drugs. It's surrendering your life to Jesus. Then the Jews began to complain about Jesus because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is this Jesus not the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? So I believe that Joseph was living at this time. Isn't this the one who has a father named Joseph? Oh, yes. How can he give us himself as bread? What does he think he is? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless they're drawn by the Father who sent me. Are you drawn to Jesus? That's because the Father drew you there. The Father drew you there. The Father drew me to Jesus. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. The Father draws people to Jesus, and Jesus draws people to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Have you gone to Jesus? Have you given him your life? Then you've learned from the Father. The Father drew you to his Son. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. That's Jesus. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. Believes what? That the Father sent the Son. That the Son is glorious, that he deserves our attention. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you given him your life? This is what it's all about. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Listen to this. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. I once received a letter from someone that said, you worship dead bread. I said, no, I worship the living bread come down from heaven. This is Jesus at the Eucharist, at adoration. This is Jesus. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread shall live forever. Do you eat the Eucharist? Oh, yes. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me, my Lord. People are starting to wonder, eats Jesus? Bread of life is Jesus? There were disciples who were wondering. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. The one who eats the flesh of the Son of Man will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, this teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? They thought he was talking about cannibalism. But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Listen to this. But among you there are some who do not believe. They were disciples who left everything to follow Jesus. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who were the ones that would betray him. And he said, for this reason I have told you that no one who comes to me unless it is granted by my Father. The Father draw you to Jesus. The Father drew you to Jesus. The Father drew me to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back. Again, they left everything to follow Jesus and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the twelve, was going to betray Jesus. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever sinned? Of course you have. I have too. The answer to sin is to stand under the cross and allow the blood of Jesus to come upon you. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Oh, yes, those words came from the heart of Jesus Christ. We celebrate the Eucharist. Just yesterday, someone came to me who went to a Pentecostal church. He started to read the early church fathers, and he realized that the early church was Catholic and Eucharistic. The early church fathers was Catholic and Eucharistic. He left the Pentecostal church and became a Catholic. Oh, yes, how wonderful people discover in the Eucharist that this is the body and blood of Christ. When we receive the Eucharist, we receive the body and blood of Christ. What do I want to end up with? I want to end up with, I have been drawn to Jesus by the Father. The Father has put the sign on Jesus' head. That's the Holy Spirit. What else do I want to tell you? We are in need of the touch of the Master, the touch of Jesus. We need to be touched by Jesus. Where our hearts are saying, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.